I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Are you looking for a fast and easy way to be healed in your body and in every other area of your life? Today, I'm going to share with you one of the most bizarre yet completely biblical revelations I've ever received. It also happens to be the fastest and easiest healing and deliverance tools I've ever encountered. I've seen people instantly healed of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, gout, arthritis, bone-on-bone conditions, restless leg syndrome, chronic insomnia, migraines, and all kinds of body pains, and even blindness and deafness through this revelation. Today, I'm going to walk you through scripture after scripture to lay a solid biblical foundation for this teaching. Because when I shared it in live conferences, many people started off by staring and shaking their heads at me in disbelief. But I'll tell you what, after they hung in there and listened to the scriptural proof I put in this message, by the end, they were standing up, shouting and praising the Lord because they got a miracle. Let's go right to the conference so you can hear what they heard. And I encourage you to hang in there through this program because your life will never be the same again. We're dealing with demonic serpents right now. We know Jesus talked about them in Luke 10 when he said, I have given you power to trample on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall in any wise harm you. Okay, we know he was talking about demonic manifestations of serpents because right before that, the disciples came and said, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name. And that's when he said, I have given you power to trample on serpents and scorpions. We've been called to trample on these demonic manifestations that come in the form of snakes. We don't really see a lot of people, though, walking around pulling snakes off of peeps. Right? Seems kind of weird. Seems kind of crazy. Seems kind of charismatic. Kookiness. Yet, in Mark 16, what was one of the parts of the Great Commission? God said, go out, preach the gospel to every living creature, heal the sick, drive out demons, and you shall take up serpents. That's part of the Great Commission. To take up is the Greek word iro. It means to take off something that's attached to anything. Meaning these serpents are attached to anything. They're attached to your money. They're attached to your mind. They're attached to your finances. They're attached to your business. They're attached to your ministry. They're attached to your body. They're causing you sicknesses and diseases of all kinds and all sorts. And we are supposed to take them off of people. Take them off of ourselves. Amen? But we're not doing that. We are not fulfilling that part of the Great Commission. A lot of people are going out and preaching the gospel. A lot of people are going out and healing the sick and driving out demons, but they're not specifically going after demonic serpents, even though Jesus said that that was part of the Great Commission. We need to change our minds. We need to get busy. We need to be snake hunters. Amen? So we can de-snakeify all the snake-infested peeps that we know. Amen? All right. How do these snakes get on people? Do you remember? What did Jesus say? John 14, 30. He said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. Remember, the prince of this world was first manifested as what? A snake. And Jesus said, when he comes, he will have no power over him because Jesus said he had nothing in common with him. Now, Jesus could say that because Jesus' spirit was perfect. He had no sin, so his soul was perfect. But we as human beings, we have the spirit of Jesus Christ living in our spirit, man, so there's nothing in our spirit that's in common with the enemy, but yet in our soul. When we were born again, our soul was not made perfect. We've gone through sins and traumas in our lives, generational sins that have been passed down to us that have all wounded our soul and allowed a legal landing strip inside of us to cause us to have stuff in common with that old serpent, Satan, and the demonic serpents underneath him, amen? But once we erase that in common, once we get those areas in our souls healed, then he will have no power over us, amen? And how do we do that? We talked about the blood and the fire of Jesus. He is the man of fire. And he is the man that shed his blood on the cross for us. Remember, when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, the very first prophecy in the whole Bible from Genesis 3 took place. What was that prophecy? In Genesis 3, the very first one about Christ, the seed of the woman would crush the head of the seed of the serpent. It's on the cross that Jesus did the crushing. That's when he made a public spectacle of the enemy. So when you repent and forgive, repent of anything you have in common with these serpents, then you're taking part of that moment, that powerful moment when Jesus was on the cross and he crushed the head of the seed of the serpent. Amen? So we start with repentance. We start with forgiveness. And then we have to, that takes care of our sin. But then we have to take care of the wound, the unhealed area that sin made in us. And that takes dunamis fire, dunamis fire. Does everybody remember what dunamis means? Dunamis means excellent of, say it louder, excellent of. It lives in here, doesn't it? It lives in here, doesn't it? When we're born again, we get a tank full. Romans 1 talks about it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power unto salvation. That power, that dunamis power comes into us, causes us to come into our saved position. And dunamis means excellent of soul. You got a tank full of soul healing power right now. You can erase everything in your soul that's in common with the enemy, so the enemy will have no power over you just by releasing that dunamis in here. Amen? Now remember, dunamis comes in different levels. We talked about it. And one of those levels is fire. It's dunamis on crack. Fire. Dunamis actually manifests as fire. When Jesus said, go in the upper room and wait up there for the power from on high to come down and clothe you, that word power is dunamis. So it means that that fire that came down in the upper room on the day of Pentecost was dunamis power. And the Amplified Bible said when that fire landed on everybody, it diffused into their souls. That's what the Amplified Bible says. It diffused into their souls. That's a quote from the Amplified. So that dunamis fire, remember, dunamis makes you excellent of soul, went into their souls. It burned away all that junk, all the stuff that made Peter want to deny the Lord, all the stuff that made Peter run and hide in the upper room, all that stuff that made him want to quit the ministry and go fishing, and now he's preaching to 3,000 people, and they're all getting saved because dunamis fire diffused into his soul. Amen. Dunamis heals. Dunamis fire heals all those places that are allowing the serpent to be on you. And that same fire also causes the snake to come out of hiding, because the Bible says that the serpent was the most subtle and crafty beast of the field. They sneak up on you. They're causing stuff in your life that you would never even guess is a serpent. It's just like what Paul. Paul was walking around in the shipwreck on Malta, the bundle of sticks with the poisonous viper hanging out in sight. He didn't know, I'm carrying around a poisonous viper. Dun, 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 dun. Didn't even know it until he threw that bundle of sticks on the fire, and the fire drove that snake out of hiding. That's what the fire does. Amen? So now we're going to talk about different things that allow these snakes to be on us, because when you get healed of your snake, you'll be like Paul. As soon as he got delivered to his snake, he went out and healed all the rest of the snake-infested people on the island. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to start to see signs, wonders, and miracles breaking out because you got all de-snakeified yourself. Amen? Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Even the people at home, they're watching right now. You are going to start to see miracles right there in your own living room, in your own family, when you lay hands on people at church, when you lay hands on people when you go to 7-Eleven or whatever, because you've been de-snakeified by the blood and the fire of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So let's talk about some of the things. First thing is this: bitterness, angry, offense, our mouths. What's in your heart and what's coming out of your mouth can either repel a serpent or attract a serpent. Listen to this scripture in Psalm 73. It says, "For my heart was grieved, embittered, and in a state of ferment. And I was pricked in my heart as with the sharp fang of an adder." Did you hear that? 73:20. Did you hear that? Notice it says, my heart was grieved and embittered. Do you know what the word heart means many places in the Bible? It means these words. Ready? The soul. The soul. When it's saying when you have bitterness in your soul, it attracts the venom of an adder. Even it says, I was pricked in my heart as with the sharp fangs of an adder. Now remember, the word heart means the soul. So it means I was pricked in my soul as with the sharp fangs of an adder, meaning the adder, the poisonous serpent, had the right to bite you and inject deadly venom in you, even venom that can cause cancer. I know, because I've been there, if you have bitterness in your soul. Did you hear what I said? We've got to stop ourselves and get healed. You know if you're feeling bitter, because you'll feel it in here. And it rises up. And somebody does something, you're just like, oh. You just want to flare, right? You just want to say something. And sometimes you have the strength to hold yourself back physically, but it's still bubbling in here. Amen? You know what the Bible says? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So have you ever had it where you can't control yourself and that bitterness just comes up and out your mouth? Oh my gosh, I can't believe what they did now. Do you believe what she said to me? Is that right? I don't think so. You ever been there? You can feel it. Then you say it. When you say it, man, you might as well be going, snake, snake, come here, little snakey. Come on, little snakey. You might as well be calling the snake to you. I remember I was having one of those nights with the hubby, you know what I mean? One of those very calm discussions. Yeah, right. Having the discussion, we're talking. He's saying his piece very loudly, and I'm saying mine equally as loudly or louder. And, you know, he's saying stuff, and I'm thinking, no, Really? You really think that? I don't think so. And it's going back and forth. And finally, I just did the old bitter heart explosion. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know what? I'm tired of this. I'm not going to listen to it anymore. You're totally wrong, and you better apologize. And that's the end of it. And slam the door and walk into the room, slam the door behind me, get on my bed, say, that's it. I always apologize. So this time I'm not, because he is so wrong. So wrong for that, so wrong. I'm not going to apologize. He's going to be the one. And I sat there just waiting. Of course, he couldn't care less. He was already asleep in the other room while I'm sitting there. And I laid down and finally went to sleep. But I was like, my body started to hurt. I started to have pain. I started to feel aching all over. My head started hurting. My back started hurting. I'm rolling around. I can't get comfortable. I'm thrashing. I'm like, God, what is this? What is this? And he said, soak in a little fire. And I went, I don't have a snake. He does. So I was laying there and tossing and turning. Can't get comfortable. And finally I go, what is it, God? And he said, soak in some fire. And I was like, So I turn on the fire music and I'm playing, singing along to a fire song, going along. And I lay down and the pain starts to ease away, starts to lift. I start to feel more peaceful. And I'm like, what was that, God? And he showed me a picture. He showed me a picture of, as soon as I opened my mouth and those bitter thoughts and bitter words came out and that icky stuff came out of my mouth, a snake came and attached itself to me, and every time I moved, it would bite me and bite me and bite me. I want you to think about it. When's the last time you told somebody off even though they deserved it? Well, you're going to get what they deserved according to how you're thinking. That's right. Do you know what it says in Romans 3? It says, they've all gone their way. They've all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of bitterness and cursing. When you let that bitterness get in your heart, and then you say it out of your mouth, you're having the poison of asp under your lips. Now look at what it says. The throat is an open sepulcher. It's inviting death to your soul. Do you understand? This is nothing to mess around with. These serpents are out to steal, kill, and destroy you. And when we open our mouth and tell somebody off or complain about a situation or gripe to God instead of praising, instead of decreeing the good thing about that situation, I decree it's going to be good. I decree this argument is going to be settled. We're going to have peace. I decree it's well with our souls. When you choose to complain instead of doing the right thing and being positive, being praiseworthy, being thankful, being grateful, you're inviting a serpent to come and bite you. Amen?
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Listen to this scripture right here. Psalm 140. They devise mischief in their heart. That's the soul, by the way. Continually they gather together and stir up wars. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent's. Adder's poison is under their lips. When's the last time you said something sharp to somebody? Ever say something sharp and pointed? A little bit of a jab at somebody? You know, oh, I'm just joking around, but, you know, you're kind of like that. Or, I don't really mean it, but that way, you know, your attitude stinks. You know, you kind of jab at somebody. You jab at somebody. Or you make a joke out of it, you know. You say something funny that ain't funny at all. It's actually very hurtful. When's the last time you said something sharp to somebody? Raise your hand. Oh, is that all? The rest of you people can go. You're healed. When's the last time you said something sharp to somebody? Do you understand what this says? They sharpened their tongues like a serpent's. Adder's poison is under their lips. You are basically asking for a serpent to come and kick your butt when you use your mouth to say sharp words, to speak bitterness and cursing. Amen? We've got to, and when you feel that bubbling up in your soul, you'll know it. You'll feel that those angry feelings. You'll hear those judgmental, critical thoughts about somebody rolling around over and over again in your mind. When you hear that means that you are forming bitterness in your soul and you're about to have a snake attack. Put your hand on your belly. I want you to pray with me. We're going to break that off right now. Some of you are right in the middle of it. Some of you are having body pain even right now because you have a serpent attached to you because you've been using your tongue, your mouth, your words, to speak the bitterness that was in your heart. You've been saying sharp words. You've been arguing. You've been grumbling. You've been complaining. And you're being under attack now because of it. So just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for speaking sharp words, for jabbing at somebody, for criticizing them and judging them. I ask that you wash me clean of those sins right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that if my heart has become embittered towards a person or a situation, that you would heal me now. I repent for allowing myself to get embittered. Because now the poison of asps is under my lips. I ask you rinse me clean, clean of every bitter word, every cursing word, every grumbling word that I've ever said. In Jesus' name, I decree I'm being healed right now. And I'm not gonna be under a snake attack. I am not gonna let myself get bitter anymore. I am not gonna allow my mouth to be a magnet for a demonic serpent. I'm being healed right now by the power of the blood. As I'm repenting, Jesus is crushing the head of the serpent under his feet. For me, I receive that power now. Jesus, right now, Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh, God, heal us right now. Wash us clean right now. Wash us clean right now, Lord. Remove every sin that has come out of our mouth, every bitter thought in our mind, every bitter emotion in us, every turmoil, every cursing word that we've said in our mind or out of our mouth, every sharp, pointed word, every painful, hurtful word that we've said to attack people. We decree we have nothing in common with the serpent because of your cross and your fire, your fiery presence, oh God. Now say amen. Okay, now that's just the beginning though, isn't it? Because that's the repentance part. But what is it that burns up the chaff that came from those sins? What drives that snake out of us, out of hiding? Right? So make these decrees with me. Put your hand on your belly. Decree, I have got dunamis in me. It consists of fire. Just like the fire in the upper room, this fire in me is going to diffuse into my soul. It's going to make me excellent of soul. I command it right now to go out of my spirit, man, and to burn into my soul, right to the place where I am bitter. Right to the place in my soul where I have something in common with a serpent. The fire of God, when it burns, leaves neither root nor branch. I command the fire, according to Malachi 4:1, to burn every wound in my soul, even the root. Leave no root behind. Burn, 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 burn. Jesus, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Take your winnowing fork. Separate the chaff from the wheat. Burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Fire. Fire! Fire!
Wow, did you feel that? Now let's continue this activation. You're ready to get delivered because the fire has healed your soul and driven out the serpent you were carrying that was attached to the words that were coming out of your mouth. You know, the Bible is full of people doing prophetic acts, and that's what we're going to do right now. You're going to pull these serpents off your life because Jesus told us to take up serpents as part of the Great Commission. When we do these activations in the live events, they really work. So I want you to reach up, prophetically grab the head of that snake, and pull it out of your mouth. When I say 1, 2, 3, I want you to grab it. Then you're gonna pull it out and throw it into the abyss to burn and never return. Let's do that now together. You ready? 1, 2, 3, reach up and grab it. Now pull it out. Now throw it and say burn and never return in Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's work on your physical health. When I count to three, I want you to reach down to the place on your body where you have disease or pain, and by faith, grab the head of that snake and pull it off. Then we're gonna throw it into the abyss and command it to burn and never return. We're gonna do it together. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Now reach down and grab it. Now pull it off your body. That's right. Now throw it into the abyss and say this with me. Burn and never return. Say it one more time. Burn and never return. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus Fire Soak CD. With your gift of $58 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
If you've been dealing with health issues, now's the time to check yourself. Many of you are going to find that your pain or disease is totally gone. If it isn't yet, don't give up hope. It's either because that issue isn't being caused by a snake or because you need more fire to burn up the chaff in your soul and to drive that serpent out of its hiding place. I encourage you to soak in the Lord's fiery presence this week. Worship to your favorite songs that sing about the fire of God. Read and decree fire scriptures over yourself and really saturate yourself in Jesus, who the Bible says baptizes us in the Holy Spirit and unquenchable fire. Remember, it's not a matter of if you get your healing, it's only a matter of when. Stay tuned next week to get more real keys to the miraculous.